Okay, just now we have already studied 64 sense sphere consciousness, 12 are unwholesome, 24 are beautiful, and 18 are rootless. Now we come to 5 material sphere consciousness. There are 15 5 material sphere consciousness, 5 are wholesome, 5 are resultant, and 5 are functional. What are the 5 wholesome 5 material sphere consciousness? Number 1 is first jhana. Okay, let us read together. Wholesome consciousness, together with initial application, sustained application, joy, happiness, and one pointedness. Okay, enough. So this only can be achieved by those who practice concentration meditation, samatha bhavana. When you practice, for example, anapana, first you concentrate on the breath. When the concentration becomes good, the nimitta will appear. First is a gray color, then change to white color, then change to transparent, like morning star. So at that time, your mind absorbs into this transparent or transparent nimitta. Then you achieve first jhana. At that moment, this first jhana consciousness arises in the mental stream. Okay. From first jhana, you proceed to second jhana. Okay, please read the second jhana. Wholesome consciousness, together with sustained application, joy, happiness, and one-pointedness. So you remove, second jhana, remove initial application of mind. So only 4 jhana factors remain. Then you proceed to third jhana. Wholesome consciousness, together with joy, happiness, and one-pointedness. Third jhana, remove sustained application. Then you proceed to fourth jhana, wholesome consciousness together with happiness and one-pointedness. So fourth jhana remove joy. In this fourth jhana, Buddha say this, the happiness in the fourth jhana surpass all mundane happiness. That's why people sometimes get very attached to jhana, because that happiness is very, it surpass all mundane happiness. Number fifth, wholesome consciousness together with equanimity and one-pointedness. So here, happiness is removed but replaced by equanimity. Okay. After, when a person practices this jhana and maintain it, for example, you practice, you achieve first jhana, and you can maintain it up to your dying moment. So during your dying moment, you still can enter into jhana. Then you will be reborn in 5 material sphere, the first jhana plane. When you reborn in the 5 material sphere, first jhana plane, your rebirth consciousness is number 1. Please read. Resultant consciousness, together with initial application, sustained application, joy, happiness, and one-pointedness. So this one become the rebirth consciousness in Brahma world, in the first jhana. Okay. And the second 3, 4, 5 same. Resultant consciousness is the rebirth consciousness for those Brahma who reborn in the second jhana plane, and so on. Okay. So this 5 material sphere resultant consciousness are the rebirth consciousness for Brahma. Thus, they cannot arise in human beings. We cannot have this 5 material sphere resultant consciousness. We only can have wholesome consciousness when you are now. Now, if you achieve jhana, your mind is wholesome. Your mind is in 5 material sphere wholesome consciousness, not resultant. Resultant only appear or arise in Brahma world. Okay. The next one is also another 5 material sphere functional consciousness. This belong to those arahant who have jhana only. So it's also not our concern, okay? Now we come to immaterial sphere. There are 12 immaterial sphere This 12 can be divided into 3. 4 are wholesome, 4 are resultant, and 4 are functional. What are the 4 of wholesome? So, when you achieve jhana, anybody who want to go to arupa jhana, immaterial seal jhana, they must practice kasina, 10 kasinas. So after you practice, for example, earth kasina, first you practice earth kasina, then you enter into 4th jhana. After that, you emerge from the 4th jhana, you try to reflect the fault of this body. Because of this body, we are subject to attack. We are always afflicted by different types of sickness because of this body. So you reflect the fault of the body, then you develop the intention to develop a type of jhana without body, without materiality. That's arupa jhana. Then after that, you try to concentrate on the earth kasina. Earth kasina, then you find a space in the earth kasina. When you can find a space in the earth kasina, then the earth will be removed. Then the space remains. Then you concentrate on the space, space, space. Then you enter into base, the fourth immaterial jhana of base of infinite space. That's first immaterial jhana. Okay, number one, please read. Wholesome consciousness pertaining to the base of infinite space. Then from there you proceed to another arupa jhana. Number two, wholesome consciousness pertaining to the base of consciousness. Number three,
wholesome consciousness
pertaining to the base of nothingness. Number four,
wholesome consciousness pertaining to the base of neither perception nor perception.
Okay. This four immaterial sphere wholesome consciousness has only two jhana factors, equanimity and one-pointedness. Either number one, two, three, four, only have same jhana factors, equanimity and one-pointedness, but their object is different. Number one takes infinite space. Number two takes base of consciousness. That's jhana consciousness of infinite space. And so on. Okay. Now we come to four immaterial sphere resultant consciousness. These are resultant consciousness. They only can be found in arupa world, on top arupa world. They cannot be found in rupa world or human world or deva world, because they are the rebirth consciousness for Brahma in arupa world. Okay. Next, for immaterial sphere functional consciousness, this only belongs to arahan who has immaterial jhana. Some arahan have no jhana, some arahan have fine material jhana but no immaterial sphere jhana. But this one only for those arahan who have immaterial jhana. Now we have finished 54 sense sphere, 15 fine material sphere, and 12 immaterial sphere. Now we come to 8 supramundane. This 8 supramundane can be divided into 4. That's 4 path and 4 friction. Why is called supramundane? In Pali, we call Lokuttara. Loka Uttara. Lokuttara. Loka means the world of five aggregates of clinging. Uttara means go beyond. So supramundane consciousness go beyond the five aggregates of clinging. So there are four. Four are wholesome paths. What are they? Please read. Stream entry, once returning, non-returning, and arahan. And the four resultant fruition. Stream entry, once returning, non-returning, and arahan. So these four supramundane consciousness takes dibbana as object. Takes dibbana as object. So we finished all 89. Of course, the beginner may not be able to understand, but I must be fair to those who have attended my previous class. Now we come to cognitive process. We have studied the 89 types of consciousness. How does consciousness operate? Consciousness operates in two ways. Number one is called cognitive process. In the cognitive process, there are two. One is called five-door cognitive process. Another two is called mind-door cognitive process. And also another is process freed. There is rebirth consciousness, bhavanga, and death consciousness. There are five types of sense-door cognitive process. Please read. Eye-door cognitive process, ear-door cognitive process, nose-door cognitive process,
tongue-door cognitive process, body-door cognitive process.
Okay. Now suppose you see this lotus. In order to see this lotus, there are 17 mind moments. Now 17 different mind moments arise in order to see this lotus. So what are the 17? Number one is P is called past bhavanga. Past bhavanga, vibrating. Number two is vibrating bhavanga. Every cognitive process must emerge from the bhavanga. So every cognitive process must start with bhavanga. So, and bhavanga takes past life object as object, that I have explained in my previous talk. Bhavanga takes past life object as object. So now, this lotus, this color, first we see color first. This color impinge eye sensitivity and the bhavanga simultaneously. So bhavanga vibrate, start to vibrate, because new object is coming and impinge it, so it vibrates. So vibrating bhavanga. Then arresting bhavanga, mean bhavanga stop in order to give in to cognitive process. So arresting bhavanga followed by five door averting consciousness. The mind turning towards the object. The mind turning towards the object. Like inquiry, what is this? Followed by, if the object is visible object, then eye consciousness will arise. If it turns to the object and find out the object is sound, then ear consciousness will arise. If the object is taste, tongue consciousness will arise. So it depends on object. Now because this one is color, lotus, the color of lotus. So eye consciousness arise seeing the object, perform the function of seeing, then passes away. When it passes away, another consciousness arise called receiving consciousness. Receiving consciousness receives that object, followed by, after receiving consciousness passes away, followed by investigating consciousness, investigate that object, then pass away, followed by determine this good or bad. Then after that followed by seven javanas. Javanas literally means run swiftly. It runs seven times to apprehend the object, and at this javana stage that karma is performed, because the determining consciousness D determine is good. Then after that, followed by seven jhana, maybe it starts to develop attachment to that color. Then the consciousness rooted in attachment arise seven times in the jhana, one after another for seven times. And after that, followed by two registering consciousness. Then 17 moments. Not 17 appear together, but one after another. So you must have your mind. One arises and another passes away. One arises, another passes away. Not 17 appear together. Okay? Consciousness only can arise once at a time. No two consciousness can arise at one time. So after 17 moments, the mind lapses into bhavanga. Because the flow of consciousness cannot be stopped, cannot stop. But now, the cognitive process finished. Why it finished? Because the lifespan of this color of lotus already finished. The lifespan of matter, color is matter. The lifespan of matter lasts for 17 mind moments. So now the lifespan of color finished. That's why the eye-door cognitive process also stopped. And before another cognitive process arises, bhavanga arises in between, in order to preserve the continuity of mental stream in one existence. Without bhavanga, the mind stops halfway. Mind cannot stop halfway. So the function of bhavanga is to preserve the continuity of mental stream. Okay. Now 70 mind moments finished. So five eye-door cognitive process only sees color. It does not understand what type of color, whether it's red color, yellow color, and it does not understand the shape. And it does not understand the name of lotus. So to understand the shape, the name, and what type of color, it depends on mind-door cognitive process. Mind-door cognitive process. Mind-door cognitive process is a bit different. It's a bit different from five-door cognitive process. Five-door cognitive process has 17 moments, but mind-door is different. So number one, after eye-door cognitive process sees the color, then the mind leaps into bhavanga, after that followed by mind-door cognitive process. Number one is vibrating bhavanga, because all mental stream must be emerged from bhavanga. So number one, vibrating bhavanga, followed by arresting bhavanga, followed by mind-door averting consciousness, mind avert to that object, followed by seven jhavana. And at this seven jhana, because now you start to see clearer and clearer. So your attachment, either you attach or you like it or you dislike. So at that jhana, at jhana stage in mind-door cognitive process, the karma you perform is heavier and stronger. Because now object is clear to you already. Then followed by two, registering consciousness. So in the jhana stage, in the bhavanga, or mind-door averting consciousness, and seeing consciousness, or investigating consciousness, no karmas are involved. Karmas only involved at jhana stage. So wholesome and unwholesome karma are performed and strengthened at the jhana stage, because the object now become clearer to you. And among seven jhana, the first jhana produce immediately effective karma, which can only produce its effect in this very life. Example I have given, Mahakachana. Mahakachana, when he went to go back to his hometown, on the way he met one lady. This lady cut all her hair and sell to another lady and another lady and get some money, and she bought the food and offer all to the Mahakachana. So the moment she finished offering, all her hair grow again. So this is called immediate effective karma, which can only produce effect in this very life. Not only that, after that Mahakachana went to see the king and reported this case to king, and the king called for this lady. So when the king met this lady, then she married her, and this lady became queen. So this type of karma is generated by first jhavana. It produces its effect in this very life. But if it cannot produce its effect, it becomes defunct karma, non-operative karma. Okay. And the last jhana, number 7, the last jhana produce, generate subsequently effective karma, which can produce its result in the immediate future life. It cannot produce result in this present life, but in the immediate future life. So which one is better? Is the present life better or future life? Huh? Present life. Don't be so short-sighted. Suppose now this queen, she become queen for, let's say, for 50 years. And this very life she become queen. But if this karma produced in the immediate future life, she became Dewa in the future life. The lifespan of Dewa is very long. And the luxury there, the luxury in Dewa realm is much greater than human realm. So don't be so short-sighted. The first one is very weak karma. The first jhana is very weak karma. The number 7 is strong karma. And even stronger than number 7 is in between. Number 6. This type of karma generates indefinitely effective karma, which can produce its effect at any time along samsara, along round of rebirth, until one reaches parinibbana. So long you are remain in a round of rebirth, this type of karma will ripen any time when you acquire its favorable conditions. Just like, if I give story, I cannot finish my talk. But if I do not give story, your mind will become very dull. Okay, I give very very short story. So how this second through sixth jhana generate indefinite effective karma and never become defunct, never become non-operative karma. Just like what happened to Losaka Tisa. Losaka Tisa in during Buddha's time, when he was born, the moment he was born in one fishing village. The moment he was born, all the fishermen cannot get any fish. So the head of the village was puzzled. So they tried to find out the reason. So they divide the village into 4 portions. So another 3, the fishermen in another 3 portion can get fish. Only one portion where the Losaka Tisa lives cannot get fish. So they divided again this one portion to a house, to maybe 10 house one. Then finally find out the problem come from this house where Losaka stayed. So the head of the village asked him to leave the village. So the mother brought him out from the village and they begged food. Whenever the mother brought this Losaka Tisa go out and beg food, she can't get anything to eat. So how to survive? Then finally the mother also have to leave him alone. You go your way, I can't help you anymore. So unfortunately, he was left alone, but he was met by Venerable Sariputta. Venerable Sariputta brought him back to monastery and ordained him. Sometimes Venerable Sariputta brought him out together for Pintapatha. Even Venerable Sariputta, foremost in the wisdom and the second to the Lord Buddha, whenever he brought this Losaka Tisa out for Pintapatha, he also cannot get anything. So finally, Venerable Sariputta didn't want to go with him. So he was alone. One day he's going to pass to parinibbana. This type of karma is generated by second through sixth jhana. But finally, this Losaka Tisa, he strives very hard and attain arahantship. Even though he attain arahantship, he still cannot get any food to eat. This is his karma, so he has to endure the resultant the effect of his previous karma. So one day, before last day, before he entered into Parinibbana, because so long time he has nothing to eat. So Venerable Sariputta, out of compassion, he does not go with him. Venerable went alone. Went alone, he can get a lot of food. So Venerable Sariputta went alone for Pindabhata, for alms round. Then he brought back the food and give to Losakatisa without withdrawing his hand. Okay, you eat. He afraid if he withdraw his hand, the food will disappear. So he hold the bowl. Okay, ask Losaka, please eat the food. So this is the last meal Losakatisa took. Then after that, he passed into Parinibbana. What is the karma he performed that he cannot get anything to eat? Because in his previous life, he was a monk. He was an abbot of a monastery, supported by one wealthy devotee. One day, another arahan came to this monastery, and this devotee saw the serenity of this arahan, so he invited him to stay in the same monastery with the abbot. And this abbot, who is a Losakatisa in his past, this abbot felt jealous because he also worried that his devotee would turn all his respect to this arahan. So he felt jealous about this arahan. So one day the devotee invited both to come for house dana. Then he asked the abbot to bring the arahan along to the house, to his house. And next day morning, because in the monastery we used to strike bell in order to wake up all the monks and nuns. So next day morning, this abbot strike the bell with his fingernail. How can people hear? But I think the arahan meditated the whole night long. So he struck the bell with a fingernail. And after that, he never called this arahan. He went alone for house dana. When the devotees asked him, where is another monk? Then he said, I already struck the bell, but he did not get up. He was so lazy. He said that. Okay, then never mind. You finished your meal, then I will prepare another one for him. Please bring back for him. So okay, he brought back the meal. On the way back to the monastery, when he saw this meal, he feels so jealous. Why should I give him? So he threw away all the food in the bowl. When he threw away all the food in the bowl, at that moment, the arahan bhikkhu, he got psychic power, of course. He knew his mind. So he said to himself, if I continue to stay here, this monk will continue to accumulate unwholesome karma. It's better I leave. So he fly in the sky. Fly in the sky and go away. So when he fly in the sky, this monk saw him flying in the sky. Oh, my goodness. He know his own mistake already. Because of this unwholesome karma, only done once in one's life, many lifetimes, even though he already attained arahan, still cannot get anything to eat. This type of karma is generated by number two to six, never become defunct, never become non-operative, always operate when conditions become favorable. Okay, I think I should cut it short. We start a new topic. Okay, any question before I start a new topic in my next lecture? Any question? No question. No question? Okay, never mind. Okay. Again?
Will we know that our actions will generate what type of karma?
Some certain we know. For example, killing. Killing will produce short life. Short life. Then stealing maybe produce poverty and so on. Certain type of karma is mentioned in the Jula Vibhanga Sutta, in the Majjhima Nikaya. What type of karma produce what type of effect? But certain types we cannot understand very well. We cannot understand in details about the working of karma. That's why the Buddha say there are four things that you should not think about. If you think about it, you will become crazy. Among the four working of the karma is one. How this karma works, how it produces effect, when it produces effect, where it produces effect, all this be not beyond our comprehension. Belong to the domain of Buddha. Okay.
Samatha meditation, when you reach first jhana, then nimitta will appear.
Right. No. Before reaching first jhana.
Is there the precondition that the nimitta will appear before you reach first jhana?
Yes.
Can you reach first jhana before the nimitta will appear?
Before you reach jhana, the nimitta will appear first. Then the jhana takes nimitta as object. Patibhagana. There are three types of nimitta. Number one is called parikama nimitta. Parikama nimitta is color, is gray color. Then when the concentration become good, it changes to white color. That's called ugaha nimitta. And then from ugaha nimitta, it changes to patibhagana nimitta, learning sign. Counterpart sign. Patibhagana nimitta. That is very bright, transparent, shining like morning star, like diamond. That first jhana consciousness takes this patibhagana nimitta as object. Yes, the mind was absorbed in the object. Yes, because the mind only already absorbed in the object, you cannot feel the body.
So the five senses feel will disappear.
Any other question? Yes? No. If no, we take a break.